tells you the wrong thing. It's landscapecurbingco.com.
Oh, okay. Let Paul know that because I already applied it and sent it on over to
him.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, very good.
That's right.
Hi there, Charlene. Thank you for holding. Hi, my name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. And Lulu wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details and the accurate pricing for our service. Of course, to answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a couple of discounts here for your business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going
thanks.
So far?
Good, thanks. Hey, I gave her the wrong website address. It's landscapecurbingco.com.
Okay. Let me fix that. So you've got a website already.
Right.
And that's important. You see the value and benefit to having, calls come directly to you. Now, what we would do is we would promote that website, and that's what any website needs. It needs to be cross-referenced, backlinked to the quantity and quality of authoritative citations, destinations, directory submissions that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. That way, people won't need to already know the name of your business to pick up the phone and call you directly. And that's important. You know, I mean, you're a very young company, so you just haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be a big factor here. But Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call.
Right.
And, I mean, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore, to who they should call. Nobody uses the Yellow Pages anymore. We just Google it. You know, we jump on a smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, and 9 times out of 10, we're going to call someone that we see on that first page. So this is going to get your phone ringing, right? And you don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate month to month. Now, of course, it's not just for Google. I mean, to make sure that Google recognizes Altitude Custom Curbing as a top option and puts you on the first page means that we'll create all the additional content. Now, I noticed that there's already a verified Google listing. Is that something you did yourself, or did somebody do that for you?
No, we have somebody who build their website.
Okay, and PIN verified the listing. So, you know, what we would do is we would obviously take that existing listing and the existing website and make sure that it's linked to things like a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important. All of them, of course, will be talking about your services and your service area. That way, when someone within that area does a keyword search for really any of the services that you provide, your business is going to pop up, and, of course, the calls come to you. Now, I know it's you and your husband. Is it just the two of you, or do you guys have helpers? I mean, how much work are you looking to take on here?
Yeah, we have a four-man crew.
Oh, a four-man crew. Perfect. So you can handle more business. And is it strictly residential, or are you looking for some commercial work as well?
No, we do commercial as well.
You do commercial as well. Is there any preference one over the other, or you kind of like the mix as it comes?
No, the mix is good.
Good, yeah, because that's exactly what you're going to get. You know, I mean, both residential and commercial clients will be targeted here, and the calls, of course, coming directly to you mean that you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Now, you're kind of servicing a good 30 miles, right, kind of the neighboring towns and communities. So what I would want to do here would at least be the local campaign. That local campaign might be, you know, maybe 20, maybe 25 miles. So it's pretty much going to get you what you're looking for. In time, it might get you, you know, the entire 30 miles. But then, you know, you're also servicing Denver, right?
Right.
So I want you to have the strength of programming, something that's going to get you the most opportunities, right? Kind of the greater Denver metro area, especially to the north there. We would want to run as well, like a paid ad service, like Facebook or Meta ads. So that's going to easily cover your entire service area, get you more opportunities. And since you've got a format crew, you can take on more work. And obviously for the services that you provide, I mean, one job would not only offset the additional cost of the paid ads, but it would easily pay for our service many, many times over. Because as a very young business, you qualify for almost 50% off the normal cost of the service. And then when I add the veterans rate on top of that, it's actually more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. You would, in fact, save exactly $300 every single month. Now, keep in mind, it is month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business. That being said, this reduced pricing will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. So it's a fixed, flat rate. It will never go up. And it does save you, like I said, a little over 50%. In this case, it saves you exactly $300 every single month. And it does bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. And, of course, that's for all the content necessary to have you pop up in the local map of both Google and Bing. Of course, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. And then, of course, it's got the Facebook or Meta ads included as well so that we can expand that coverage area beyond what would maybe otherwise be about 20 miles. So, you know, it is, like I said, that fixed flat rate. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or commercial, it's always going to be that exact amount. And it's a lot easier to budget for than maybe a lead-based service. You know, I know that when you're paying for leads, it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. With our service, there's no third party involved. Living, breathing human beings who need your services, simply going on Google and typing in any of those keywords or any of those services, they will pick up the phone and call you directly. So, you know, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service, no long-term contract. You will, though, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, not really. We have a marketing plan. That includes Google, Facebook, with the same guy that does our website. So I'm just wondering.
Right. I mean, but you've got, and when I did a search, there's 89% listings inaccuracy. So, and it's mostly missing. I mean, I know that you've got a verified listing on Google, but although you do have a Facebook page as well, beyond that, there's 1, 2, 3 additional directories out of the almost 70. You've got where2uscity.net and Easy Local. But Google Index is almost 70 different destinations and directories, so there's just not enough information for your business to pop up on the first page for keywords related to your services. People can maybe find your Facebook page. You've basically got kind of the digital equivalent of a business card. You know, you have to tell people the name of your company.
Okay.
They have to be looking you up specifically for them to find you. And I don't think that's what you want. I don't think that's the purpose of getting a website. You know, I think you want people to be able to find you on their own, someone who needs,
absolutely,
you know, curbing of any kind, you know, creative decorative concrete or whatever it might be. You need someone who needs your services to be able to find you on their own and call you directly. And I mean, as a young company, being on that first page of Google is a very powerful thing. I mean, obviously, you haven't been around long enough for people to abuse you in the past and start recommending you to their friends. But when we don't know who to call, we trust Google. We simply Google it. It's what we say and it's what we do. But even as a young company, I mean, you've already got this great-looking website, you know. I mean, right now, it's just kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. People aren't really going to find it on their own.
Right.
All we have to do is create the content to get that website and the Google listing that you already have onto the first page. So, I mean, you've got some things in place, you know, but it's just kind of not everything that you would need to reap the benefits of what you already have, right? You know, your
right.
Facebook page is great. Your website looks great. You've already got a verified Google listing too. This would take it the necessary steps further to get your listing on that first page, which what I think you want. So, I mean, like I said, we are calling through the area. We are looking for just one company to work with. I think you would be
mm-hmm.
a great fit for this. You're providing the services for this particular category. You've got a four-man crew, so you can handle more work. And you've already got a website, so we don't have to build one. There's no bad reviews
right.
at all. Now, Lulu
yeah.
attached Angie Leads or Home Advisor. I mean, is that a
right.
service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes.
You
yes.
are. And how do you like that?
We just started.
You did?
So, like
okay.
I said, yeah, this is, I mean, we actually are just starting this business. We,
of course.
We're back in North Dakota this week for additional training. And
okay.
we have business, we have clients lined up in July.
Okay.
So we're honestly just, you know.
But you're able to take on work. I mean, is this something
right.
that you think you might want for your business? That first page placement
yeah.
and the.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. So.
Definitely.
I mean, like I said, you know, we're working to find the one company to work with. It's actually Lulu and Tara are my mapping coordinators assigned to this particular listing. Their job
mm-hmm.
is to help me to find the one company that we'll work with. We do not put our clients in competition with each other, so again, it's very different than a lead-based service. I know you're very new
right.
to Angie's, and I hope it does work out for you. But,
right.
I mean, the very nature of it being a shared lead system means that the same lead that you get will be sent
right.
and sold to a handful of your competitors. So, you know,
right.
obviously, you know, you're not always going to get the jobs. Whether you get the job
right.
or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, which happens a lot when it's just someone looking for an estimate, you know, you all still pay for that lead. So this would be another way
right.
to get work, you know, get your phone ringing. What I would say is this, even my clients that have experience and success with their lead service, and it's not always the one that you have. In fact, it's usually Thumbtack or Networks or Craftjack even. Even the ones that like their lead service are still more than happy to scale back on their leads and simply let their phone ring. I think every business owner has only ever wanted, you know, their phone to ring and have it be a potential customer on the other end versus chasing
Correct.
Down a lead and being in a bidding war. So, I mean, is there anything other than the, you know, the fact that it's a new company and things like that? And I certainly understand the budget might, you know, not really, you know, be flowing as much as you would want it to for advertising. But at the same time, you understand the benefit of being found and getting calls.
Right.
Is there anything that might be holding you back from moving forward with something like this now that the position
No.
is available for you? Okay. Okay. And like I said, you will get the very detailed reporting and tracking. The information updates in very near real time. So a lot of our clients actually do go on their client dashboard, as we call it, even more than once a day. But, you know, some of our clients are at the other end of the extreme. They may never even use their tracking system. They just answer the phone when it rings and they say, hey, you never called me before. Where'd you find me? And I say, oh, I saw you on the first page of Google. I saw your website.
Yeah.
So. Now that sometimes is enough for people to know that the service is working, but you do have a very detailed reporting and tracking system there. So as far as the business goes, I mean, it's listed as, well, I think the way you want it to be branded is Altitude Custom Curbing, or did you want the LLC to be included as part of the branding of the business name? I on the website, the LLC does not appear to be part of the branding of the business.
Yeah, it should be, so we need to
okay.
fix that. But
okay.
I think it's important for people to know that we are an LLC.
I agree. And it is that way already on the Google listing. Now, if you did not already have a Google listing, we would have created one for you with you as the owner and with us asking for managerial access. But since you already have that, we would use that existing listing. We certainly would not want to create a duplicate. Now, I did notice that the 13140 Hazel Court is listed on there. I mean, do customers come to you?
No.
Okay.
No. We that should be taken off.
That's your residence,
no.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. And we would, like I said, ask for managerial access so we can, you know, add photos and content and, of course, backlink all the directories to that listing. We would, of course, then hide that physical address as well.
Right.
Now, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home. And even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, you know, since you don't see customers come to you, Google does not want
right.
to list any physical street address.
Right.
They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on that door. So we'll be able to hide that address for you. And then it looks like the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one on the website. So it's the one that you want your customers to call. It's the business number.
Yes.
And then, Charlene, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, I can also give you my personal number.
Sure. What number is that?
720.
Mm-hmm.
985.
Okay.
6929.
Okay. So, of course, for the business phone number, we have 720-831-3185. But as an additional way to simply contact you, not to promote anywhere for your business, your personal cell is
720-985-6929.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, how do you spell your first name? I don't think it's the way Lulu has spelled it.
Charlene.
Yeah, she had it Line, and I just wanted to make sure. Maybe that's how her mom's friend spells it.
I was just going to say that. Maybe that's why she came up with that.
Maybe. And then what is your last name, Charlene?
Haugen, H-A-U-G-E-N.
Okay. And then as far as contacting you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it, but a lot of the times we'll give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
No, phone and text is probably good.
Okay. And that's normally the way that we'll contact you. Like I said, it's really just for things we want you to have for your records that we'll email it out
okay.
to you. And then on the website, I know you've got that contact form, but I don't see a physical email address. What is that email address either for you or for your company?
It's altitudecustomcurbing@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Oh, and the other thing that I want to do here for you, I mean, partly because you are a young company, also partly because you've got the Angie leads and you're pretty new to it.
Right.
You know, I want to make this as affordable for you as I possibly can. There is a one-time setup fee here, but I'm going to waive it altogether. That setup fee is there normally to help us offset the cost of creating that content, but I know you're going to love the service and stay with it long-term. And the other reason, too, is you are a veteran yourself, and we certainly are very appreciative of all of our veteran-owned businesses. So I'm applying that, too, as part of the veteran-owned discount. Not only did it save you an extra $100 off of the cost of the service, it's going to help me to waive your setup fee as well, make it even more affordable. So it would just be the $299 out the door. That's a fixed flat rate, so it'll never go up. It's also an exact amount. Now, I'll do a couple of things here. One, I'll take a look at the client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and, you know, verify information off of the website and information that I have. We also, you know, want to make sure that we know things like not only the hours of operation you want to be listed for, but the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about the business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call.
Oh, okay.
The other thing that I'll do, and this is required of us as we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Charlene, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that we're even waiving the setup fee here. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, okay, Charlene. So give me a quick second here to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Charlene, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Altitude Custom Curbing, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that with the LLC included. And then, Charlene, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Charlene Haugen, co-owner.
Okay. And then as the co-owner for Altitude Custom Curbing, LLC, Charlene, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Charlene, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to pick up the phone and contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Charlene, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course, and as long as you answer the phone when it rings, you're going to love the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content, all of those directories that are necessary to get you on that first page. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online right down to the LLC is accurate and consistent. So of course we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information stays accurate and consistent. Charlene, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We'll, of course, make sure that we hide that physical address for your business and that a physical address does not appear for your company. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is consistent. With all of the reductions in the cost, and again, like I said, I'm reducing the actual cost of the service by a little bit over 50%. Actually, I'm waiving the entire setup fee. And of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of June, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $299.00. And once again, Charlene, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of running the Facebook or Meta ads on behalf of your business. That, of course, ensures you placement throughout the greater Denver metro area. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of just $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. As it is a month-to-month service, it's offered completely at will. That means at any time, for any reason, you may discontinue the agreement altogether. You can pause the service, no questions asked, no fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do that as well by simply contacting our client support team. Yeah, I mean, I know winters get pretty cold, and concrete doesn't set when it's cold. So in the wintertime, you can certainly put everything on pause. We don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is just on pause at that point, including the billing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
All that we request, though, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Charlene, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Charlene, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And that does conclude the voice verification. And then, Charlene, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? It is. It's middle initial on that particular card?
A.
A, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you said it was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5134.
Okay.
4000-0003.
Okay.
1047.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/24.
And the last three digits on the back of the card?
627.
So I've got 627 on the back of the card. I've got November or 11/2024 for the expiration date. And then that card number itself was that 5134-40-00-003-1047.
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 13140 Hazel Court? Okay, that's 80020. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. And, Charlene, that does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I would, in fact, be more than willing to give you that information now.
Okay, 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mountain. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you in that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you'll also, like I said, receive all of that information by email in about a minute. Our automated system will also email you the initial invoice separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And I might be able to get special permission to do the 9 o'clock hour. It's a little short notice for what they prefer. But there is definitely availability at 10 and 11, and then later on this afternoon there's 2 o'clock and also a 4 o'clock. Did you want something 10, 11 or later on this afternoon?
No. So here's the issue. Robert and our crew are, we're in North Dakota, so they're doing additional training.
Gotcha.
So I'm on the RV with a very rambunctious four-year-old.
Oh, I heard that in the background a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's doing his best to keep quiet. So I just got the email.
Doing great for a four-year-old. Okay. So if you open up the email, in the body of the email, of course, it says, welcome, thank you for choosing Local Splash, and then the email invoice is at the bottom. In the body of the email, it's got please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message automatically opens up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left side. So, of course, we're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there is a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card.
Right.
I do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we need you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. So case sensitive, appropriate spacing with the middle initial in there. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But once you've got Charlene A. Haugen in there, please do click on the confirm signature box below it. That actually does a couple of things. I mean, of course, first of all, it lets us know that it is that fixed flat rate, that your rate will never go up, that we've reduced the rate and even waived your setup fee. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information out there is accurate and consistent.
Okay.
And of course, so it's an important step in the process. If you are successful in doing that, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that. Okay.
Yep.
So first of all, you don't have to worry about that just yet. It is our automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. And the automated system thinks you're trying to do it now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page itself hasn't been created yet.
Okay.
Of course, we will create that tracking system with the information we get from that client interview. I can give you, though, the username. The username is simply the business phone number, area code included, but not the dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will always be 720-831-3185. In the next couple of days, once the client dashboard is activated, you will get by text and email the username again with a default password. You can change the password as you see fit once you're able to log into your system. So as far as scheduling the client interview, like I said, it takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Did you not want to do that today? Is tomorrow going to work better for you?
Yeah, I think tomorrow would be much better.
Okay. So we try to get our client interviews done as quickly as possible. So looking out to tomorrow, everything is available with the one exception of the lunch hour, which is 1 o'clock. So anytime between 8 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And again, we schedule by the hour. The call takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Did you want something morning, early afternoon, or late in the day?
Yeah, something early. 8 o'clock is good.
Eight, okay. Yeah, we'll put you down for that 8 o'clock. It'll be scheduled from 8 until 9. And again, like I said, it's a 1 hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You will at 7 o'clock, an hour prior, receive through our automated system an automated reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 8. And I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite, to your email. It's going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many do, and there's no problem if you do. It's also going to have the username, then it's got your name and your phone number. And then in the correspondence by email to the support at localsplash.com email address, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. You can email anything and everything there. Please do just reference, though, your username or your phone number. They are basically the same. And then it can get forwarded out to the right department. Tomorrow, though, when they do that client interview in the 8 o'clock hour, they will officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email address, so you can email photos. Of course, we'll button up everything else at that time. Other than that, I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Like I said, you've got a great website. We just need to make it easier for people to find, and we are looking forward to doing that for you and earning your business just 1 month at a time. Charlene, it is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow, but I did want to say it's been a pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
It was a pleasure speaking with you. You too. Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.